Dave Criswell with University of Houston. It seems to me that information has become so cheap and so available on a worldwide basis, and will just continue to be that way, that most people in all countries are going to know how other countries, people in other countries live. And that probably will be a source of tension, especially due to economic differences. Do you see a point, and the point you were making about sustainability, it seems to me renewable energy on a vast scale at low cost is key to economic development worldwide. Do you see a point at which worldwide recognition that economic growth is needed would start influencing world space programs? And my particular interest is in accessing low-cost solar power from space to Earth at low cost.
Yes, certainly I think this is one of the most important areas. I didn't want to present all the tables on the energy consumption, which is of the order of something like 0.3 to 0.4 tons coal equivalent, as against 11 tons coal equivalent in the United States, or about 6 tons coal equivalent in Europe. While one does not say that you need 11 tons coal equivalent, but certainly with the present energy production in the developing countries, it is just not possible. And one of the major problems is the cost. And we'll have to, and also the fact that fossil fuel sources are going away. And in fact, in bulk of the places all over the world, except in a few countries in Europe, it is the fossil fuel which is really providing the energy. And for example, if you take India, it's only about 3,000 megawatts is the atomic energy. And less than 2,000 megawatts is the alternate energy sources with the wind and the various other things. But we need to double the energy production. Entire energy production in India is just around 100,000 megawatts, which is pitifully small. In China, it's just about 2.5 times that, but then they have slightly higher population, but slightly better off. So we need to find certainly alternate energy sources, and power from space is one of the possibilities. The only problem is economic viability has to be absolutely firmed up, and the upfront capital is very large. These are the two problems which we face. And if one can bring down the cost of launching transportation, then I think we have an answer there, which is certainly pollution-free. Hopefully that's what we think. And certainly one of the major options that will be available.